Big news came out earlier today. You may have heard Mobile Christian got headline news today as their defensive star, 6'3" edge, committed to the Crimson Tide. Sterling Dixon Jr. gets the big news today. A big time program, and Sterling's with us now. Sterling, congratulations on that announcement today, bud.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
Man, how does it feel to be committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide, Sterling?
It feels great. I'm blessed. I just want to thank God and just the Alabama coaching staff for just recruiting me.
Sterling, you got so many looks from different colleges. I know Auburn, LSU are right in the mix. Why Alabama? How did it come down to the Tide?
Honestly, they just kept in touch. They pretty much text me every day. Honestly, they're the best, and that's what I wanted to go do. I wanted to just go play with the best, so that's what made my decision.
Yeah, and you've had so many good coaches. I know I talked earlier today to Ronnie Cottrell and Charles Lawson over there, the defensive coordinator. I know the Mobile Christian coaches have been a big part of your success over there, Sterling.
Yes, sir. They have been. They just pushed me to the limit, honestly. Every day they're out there trying to make me get better, so I appreciate them.
Sterling, the announcement today comes through. We've had Deontay Lawson, Mobile Christian, now at Bama, and I don't know how much communication you have with him, but how much influence has he been for you?
He's been a great influence. He was just telling me, he was like, man, if I can come up here and play, you can come do the same thing. And honestly, him and the coaching staff just did a great job of recruiting me and just letting me know that I can come be the best. And honestly, I can go get on the field there, and that was just the biggest thing. I want to go in Alabama and get in there within 3 years. And then just get to the NFL and get my degree. That's the biggest thing.
And Sterling has to feel pretty good, too. There's so many players that want to go to Alabama. A select few actually get selected there. I know you just feel blessed that you're in this situation where you are.
Most definitely. I'm just really just thanking God I'm in awe right now. And I just appreciate everybody who helped me get to where I am today.
Well, I know one person that helped you get there is your dad, Sterling Dixon Sr., and he joins us as well. Mr. Dixon, I know this is a proud day for your son, but also for you, too. This is a great day for your family, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm blessed and thankful for the opportunity that the University of Alabama has given him. And we just give God all the glory and honor for the opportunity for him to be counted in the number of student athletes who get the opportunity to go play at such a prestigious program.
Well, Mr. Sterling, I wanted you on here because I couldn't get this from Sterling as much, but talk to me about your son. I mean, he had that injury last year that took him out part of the year. He just came right back this year, had a solid year. Talk to me about his commitment and a little bit about Sterling. You can brag on him a little bit.
he's a very hard worker, man, and I'm blessed to call that young man my son. I really am, and I'm thankful for him. Last year was tough. Him sitting out, it was kind of crazy because, even though he was out, schools picked up recruiting him, and a lot of schools gave him an opportunity, and they let him know that they had been watching, he just kept forward. He didn't let he stuck with his team. He didn't let the injury keep him out. You know, every Friday night he was out there with his team, and he became like a little small mini coach on the sideline, just telling the guys what he saw and what he thought, and, you know, just trying to coach the guys up, and I commend him for that, because a lot of kids would have just kind of, you know, went into a shell. I can't play, so I don't care what goes on, but he didn't. And my hat's off to him. I got a lot of respect for that young man. and I'm just proud of him, man. This is a blessed moment. It's a joyous occasion. And like I said, we just give God the glory and honor for it.
Mr. Dixon, being the parent of an elite recruit like Sterling, I'm just curious how the process all works, especially, you know, being recruited by Alabama, how Nick Saban or Coach Golden or whoever was mainly doing the recruiting, how he approaches the parents, and like your perspective on that whole situation.
Nick Saban is a business first guy. I mean, all the way around. I mean, literally. I kid you not, going into his office is kind of like going into the principal's office, because he's all business. I mean, it's just, you know, you're sitting down, and he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy, but he's all business. I mean, he lets you know. He never uses the word offer. He always just tells, you know, the guys that, hey, you have an opportunity to play here at Alabama if you'd like. So he never uses the word offer. I thought that was kind of funny to me. And a couple of the other coaches on the staff kind of pointed that out to me, like he never uses the O word. So that was funny to me. They did a great job. I mean, they really did. There were some other programs in the mix that did a phenomenal job as well. But ultimately, Alabama is the place that he wants to call home for the next 3 or 4 years.
We are talking to Sterling Dixon Sr. and his son, who committed to Alabama over at Mobile Christian today, Sterling Dixon Jr. All right, Sterling, let me get your opinion. When you look at Nick Saban, you met him and you talked to other coaches. What separated Nick Saban from the others?
Pretty much like my dad said, he's really all business. He really just lets you know, like, you have the opportunity to play there, but he's really just strict. Like, he treats me like I'm one of his own players. So, I mean, it means a lot to me to even have that opportunity. He's a really serious guy, and he just wants the best out of everybody that he has.
Well, Sterling, you guys, we're only one game away from this Super 7 we're talking about right now, and when your team found out they're going to get in the playoffs, what kind of momentum did that change for this Leopards program this year?
Honestly, everybody on the team just really bought in, and we were just trying to go win it. That was the biggest thing. So everybody really just gave it all, and the coaching staff really just hyped us up and just really just tried to get us to win the state championship. And we came close, but next year I feel like we will win it.
All right, Sterling, you got one more year. What does Mobile Christian look like as you head into your senior year next year?
We got some guys coming into next year. I feel like we're going to go in and do the same thing pretty much, but we're just going to win that state championship. That's just going to be the biggest thing. We learned our lesson this year, so we're going to go in and implement that same thing and just try to win.
Very good stuff. All right, and you're at a Baker. Are you at a basketball game? Are you keeping up with the basketball program right now, Sterling?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right, congratulations. We've been loving following you for the last couple years. One more year left, Sterling. I'm sure we'll chat again, okay?
Most definitely. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Mr. Sterling, thank you so much, and congratulations to you and your whole family, man.
Thank you as well, and just want to take a moment to say thank you for all you guys do for the local high school athletes. It's really a blessing, and we really appreciate you guys. We're lucky to have y'all, and again, thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments, and great to have you guys on. Michael, you know, we've got athletes down here, but not too many of them get to SEC top programs, and I know he's proud of what's happening right now for his son.
Yeah, I mean that was just great. You can tell that's a kid with his head on straight, and yep. He's going to be a great fit. I can't wait to watch him at Crimson.
Yeah, so, they both have their minds in the right place. I can guarantee you that Mobile Christian's going to be deep next year.
Congratulations to Sterling and the entire Dixon family, and appreciate them hopping on.